The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing all right. Good to be with you.
Always good to have you. So let's jump right in. I've lost count with the number of executive orders that Joe Biden has signed since being inaugurated last Wednesday. A lot going on. A lot of things that he is trying to undo, like the Keystone Pipeline, his COVID relief bill, plans for citizenship for millions. Let's dive in. What are some of the ones that stick out with you?
I would say ending women's sports was one of them. If we're going to go big, let's just end women's sports. Why are you going to ever try to compete at a high school or at a college level if you're not going to be on even playing field? Or how about the transgender ban on the military? Again, I'm all for people being whoever they want to be. I'm not trying to be discriminatory, but at the same time, the United States military exists to protect us from foreign invaders. And I think that they should be purely merit-based. And it's a strange world we're living in. But the good news is that I will no longer be in the minority in the House of Representatives in 2 years. I would say that's virtually assured at this point.
Well, let's hope that's the case, and that's our that's what our mission is now, Congressman, is to start the work towards getting you guys a majority in 2 years. And look, if Biden keeps this type of actions up, I think we'll be able to accomplish that.
I strongly believe that, and unfortunately, I think he's just getting started, and the House hasn't even gotten rolling yet. They're still doing organizational things to get committees set up, but I think that we're going to see some very far-left agenda items coming down the pipeline, as you will.
Congressman, I'm sorry to interrupt. They're very busy, though, your Democrat colleagues. I mean, they had to march the article of impeachment over to the Senate last night.
They did, and it looks like that trial is going to be in about a week and a half or two, and I think it's going to be very short, and the president will be acquitted. It really is sad that they're focusing their efforts on that. We've got a lot of things in this country that we need to be focusing on, getting our economy back reopened and getting the vaccine rolled out and getting past COVID, but we're talking about the president. And speaking of January 6th, the Capitol is shockingly secure. We have razor wire fences that are, they got to be 10, 12 feet tall, surrounding the entire Capitol. We have armed guard everywhere. At the same time that President Biden is stopping construction of the border wall and changing policies that the president put in place to secure our southern border. So it's weird. They like walls around the Capitol, but not on the southern border.
That is odd, isn't it, that they think that the wall protecting our country across the southern border, that shouldn't be there, but yet they want a wall around them up in our nation's capital. That is a bit odd, for sure.
And we have metal detectors to get on the floor, not to get into the Capitol complex or to walk around the floor. But just to get on the floor, they have metal detectors. There's just a total lack of common sense in the manner in which they're attempting to govern. And it's, again, now, it all comes back to 2 years until we're in the majority in the House.
And it's my understanding, Congressman, that if you were to try to go around one of those metal detectors, Nancy Pelosi's going to fine you. Is that right?
$5,000 for first offense, $10,000 for the second offense, coming directly out of your pay. The House administration literally would just take the fine out and let you know. It really, there's nothing more illegal than that, but They have the same thing for masks. First offense for not wearing a mask was $1,000. Second offense was $5,000. It's just.
She can do that?
She hasn't done it yet, but I think she's trying to use the threat of doing it to accomplish the objective. But again, I mean, she's just a despot. It's just shocking. But again, she's going to be speaker for, 23 more months and we'll be done.
Yep. Let's talk a minute about one of those. President has a theme for each day this week for his executive orders. Today is Equity Day. There's still talk that he's probably going to establish a policing commission. He's going to reinstate Obama-era rules on the transfer of military-style equipment to local law enforcement. Now, what is the objection to law enforcement being able to take advantage of equipment that that the military maybe can't use any longer, and it saves everybody money?
I would argue that what we saw this summer, the violent riots and civil unrest, would probably be a check in the box for law enforcement having additional protection. But again, I just think that Biden is succumbing to the will of the far left, and they wanted to defund the police. And so the president is trying to defund the police and in whatever way that he has the ability to, and not allowing them access to certain weapons is part of that.
Sure. On our guest line this morning, like all Tuesdays, Congressman William Timmons. All right, let's talk again on the impeachment and the trial. Now, it's my understanding that Senator Patrick Leahy will be presiding over that because the Chief Justice, John Roberts, doesn't believe that the Constitution has a provision in there that would have him presiding over this since Donald Trump is not president any longer. Is there any way possible that Patrick Leahy can give Donald Trump a fair shake?
The Democrats are making the rules up as they go along, and it's just been very interesting. I'm sure you saw that South Carolina's own Colonel Butch Bowers is the president's lead counsel. And so he has done a great job as an election attorney in years past. He's a steady hand, and I think the fact that he's not doing media interviews, he's just working to prepare for that trial, I think is the right direction. And I'm confident that the president will be acquitted and we will move past this. But, it's just they really are reaching aggressively in the first few weeks. And we're 3% of the way to 100% of the 117th Congress, and I just cannot imagine what's in store for us in the next few months.
Well, in one of our show intros, it says buckle up, it could get bumpy. I think you better buckle up, Congressman. because it's gonna get bumpy. Congressman William Timmons, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Be safe up there. Is there any type of shield or something that you could wear to protect you from the Democrats?
I don't know about that, but I'll do my best. But good to be with you, and we will touch base again next week. Take care.
All right. Always good speaking with you. Be safe.